Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Hawk Hill Sports on Radio 1851. I'm Tim Stokel, Andrew Jerome, and Kevin Lee alongside me. Guys, how are we doing on this cold Thursday early evening?
Good afternoon, everyone.
My headphones aren't working.
Andrew's headphones aren't working.
Which is annoying.
So
they were working.
That's okay. So are mine.
Kevin's not even wearing his.
Mine are broken. Start.
Yours
this,
are
this sort of left ear here is busted. I'm just around my neck.
I am plugged in, though, correct?
Yes, you're plugged
in. I can hear you. All right, so we're good. We're good.
It's working. All you just got to believe. You just got to believe sometimes.
It's throwback Thursday.
Like Justin Bieber said.
Equipment is run on the power of friendship and belief.
And here we are.
It all falls apart, but it's still strong.
That's right.
So we got a... I mean, honestly, not much going on in sports, but we're gonna fill these 2 hours.
That's right. We're going to entertain
the best
you,
of our ability.
The people.
Our number here is 610-660-1098. Let us know if you have anything you want us to talk about. If you have any opinion on what we're saying. Think we're wrong. Think we're right.
Probably
whatever
wrong.
It is.
Mostly wrong.
Mostly but, wrong.
You know?
That's the spirit.
That is the way it goes.
But we stand behind it anyway. You know? You don't care. Yeah. I don't care what you think. But tell us anyway, please.
Haters. Haters gonna hate.
Haters are gonna hate.
Yeah. We're okay with that.
This is what they do.
By the way, before we get anything going, I created a group on ESPN.com, March Madness group, Hawk Hill Sports. So everybody join in on that. See if you can beat us. I'm going to work on getting a prize.
That's going to be the big
one,
yeah.
I'm going to talk to Rich, see if there's any Radio 1851.
You can't match the Warren Buffett
around.
Prize that he's giving out.
I think I'm going to go.
I don't even know what that is.
I
believe he's giving out
$1 billion
for a perfect bracket.
Oh.
Warren Buffett.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he is.
A billion.
$1 billion
with
for a perfect
B.
bracket.
With B and nine
what?
Zeros. So.
Oh, that would change my life.
We
can you imagine living off the fact that you just got a perfect bracket?
Do you know what website he's going through with that?
No, I haven't looked into it.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll enter one in when the time comes.
Exactly.
Right.
I will definitely.
Why not?
Why would you not?
Yeah. Have it out there.
I wonder if there's a limit. There's going to be a limit, but
I know
the limit is.
The odds against picking a perfect bracket are just staggering.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nobody did it last year.
Right. On ESPN.
Yeah, because who...
Yeah, or I assume, or Yahoo, or...
Who would get
maybe,
Wichita State? Like, you just...
Yeah. Yeah, and then if you do have that,
that's
then
you
still gotta get everything.
Then
else.
You're crazy, yep. And the fact is that you probably
have a couple other stupid picks.
Yeah,
if you had Wichita in the Final Four, you probably didn't have Florida Gulf Coast in the
like,
Sweet
you're
16.
You're an idiot, and
exactly.
You don't know what you're doing.
Right, and we'll get into some college hoops later. St. Joe's climbing up the
that's right. The Hawks.
Yeah, the seeds in the Lenardi's bracket. We'll get into that later, but we'll start today's show talking about the NFL Combine was last weekend. Not everybody participates, but a good amount of people did.
Right.
A lot of the big names were there. And, you know, there's a lot of talk of who the Eagles are going to take around here. Nationally, what the Texans are going to do, number one overall.
Yeah.
Do they take what's probably a risk and go with Johnny Manziel? Do they take Jadeveon Clowney? Maybe Blake Bortles goes there, Teddy Bridgewater. Mm. So it's pretty much quarterback or Clowney.
Right.
So what do you guys think the Texans should do with the number one pick?
All right. I think the business decision would make me go with Johnny Football, because the amount of Johnny Football just merchandise that you could sell as the Texans, like that has to bring in crazy amounts of money just as a marketing tool.
A&M definitely made money off it.
Yeah, he has a marketing tool.
Yeah, and then if...
well done.
And then if you got... But you are taking a risk on him. But if I was in the hot seat, I think it's a no lose situation.
Manziel's a no lose situation.
Yeah,
he could be a big lose
could
situation.
Blow up in his face.
I mean, I think the worst is that he's still a Tim Tebow marketing genius, and people still want to wear Johnny Cash Money Football shirts.
So
stuff.
The worst thing is that he's Tim Tebow.
The worst thing is that he's Tim Tebow. But my
not
point
as
is, you're, but you're
bad.
At, I'm saying
not
I'm
as holy Tim Tebow.
I am in
right.
charge
absolutely
and
not.
I'm trying to make money. That's the main goal of the person who is actually making this pick. And usually, how you win make money is by winning. But not
but
necessarily
forget that.
Always.
Forget that.
I'm just saying.
I sell jerseys. I think Clowney has been one of the surest things that everyone can just about agree on for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a monster. I mean, people have nitpicked his game to no end. you know, because of all the attention that he gets. But, you know, what was his 40 time?
Oh, Tim,
you have that
something ridiculous
readily available.
Let me get it up.
It was like a 4.42 or
for
something,
a defensive
right?
end, and with the hits that you've seen all over SportsCenter, I know everybody listening has.
4.53.
Okay.
Which scary was faster
speed.
Than Manziel.
Official. Yeah.
Yep. So if you want to go by that
yeah.
measure.
So do you? Would you take Clowney?
I think you have to take Clowney. I don't think there's a sure thing quarterback as much as a sure thing. As much of a sure thing as Jadeveon Clowney is. And with number one, I think you want, you know, something that's not totally going to blow up in your face. You can pick any player on the board. I don't know if you want to be taking risks at number one overall.
All right. But as the Texans, if you're taking a quarterback, though, are you taking Johnny Football?
Probably I am. And you guys know how I feel about Johnny Manziel. I mean, I love him. He's one of the greatest college players ever. You know, he's so electrifying when he steps out on the field. But, it's just hard to say. If it is a quarterback, it's probably Johnny Manziel.
I don't see them taking – if they're going to go with the quarterback, I don't know why they would take anyone else, partially because of what Andrew was saying. The fans want him,
yes.
I think. He's, you know, Texas A&M kid.
Right.
The fans want him there. But I'm with Kevin. I would take Jadeveon Clowney. Just imagine they have a 3-4 defense. You have Watt on one side of the front three and Clowney on the other side.
That is a scary, scary thought.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Games are won on the O-line and the D-line. And if you got a D-line like that.
Yeah, they get pressure on the quarterback. This is a team that won, 12 games 2 years ago? But
games are lost when you have Matt Schaub at quarterback, though.
They can get a quarterback with the first pick of the second round who would be better than Schaub or Case Keenum. I'm looking at Zach Mettenberger. Will definitely be there. And Derek Carr, who I'm big on for Fresno State. I don't know if Houston wants
to go
to
that
Carr.
Well. I don't know.
But if he's there with the first pick of the second round and they took Clowney in the first round, I think they'll definitely take him because I think Carr might go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he has that talent.
So, you can upgrade your quarterback position either way. You know, maybe not with the upside that Manziel has. All right. But if you're going safe with Clowney and – safe is sort of a negative word here because Clowney's upside is also ridiculous. But then you take, a quarterback that you're still making an upgrade with in the second round, you're looking pretty good.
Upgraded
two spots.
You have the fan support and...
fans are dumb.
The fans will fall in love with Jadeveon Clowney once they see what he can do. I'm going to say it now. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowler his rookie year. I have another guy who I would also make that prediction for who I'll say... Not named Johnny Football.
Mm-hmm.
Who I'll say shortly. But I think Clowney's a lock that he is going to be a star in this league.
Yeah, and he's got, like you say, J.J. Watt on the other side. He's not going to be facing those double teams. So yep.
Which just opens everything up.
It's a great situation.
He's a freak among freaks, but I guess maybe too much has been made about his motor. But
I think so
where
too.
There's smoke, there's fire, though, sometimes. And, he did have a really, really poor season.
But he was being double teamed all year. He was the main focus of every offense. Like, all right, guys, stop Clowney. Do whatever it takes. And, the questions about his motor were valid. I don't think that's going to be a problem once he gets to the NFL because, he's at where he wants to be. In South Carolina, he's like, all right, well, I'm not going to risk my body, risk my career. I'm not getting paid here. Why should I? Which is a different story. That's a different debate altogether. But I don't think it's going to be a problem in the NFL. I don't think he's going to be lazy or whatever people say he was at South Carolina last year.
Yeah.
He was halfway out the door.
To
be honest. He just was.
To pretend that Johnny Football is the high character choice here is also kind of a, remiss to even pretend that that's the case. But
yeah, and there are – oh, go ahead, sorry.
That was it. I'm just saying, I was making the – case against Jadeveon Clowney, and then I was like, well, I'm arguing for Johnny Football, who also has a lot of that stuff going on.
And there's guys coming out now, like Jaworski. I feel like Gruden might have said that.
Oh, Jaworski said he wouldn't. He wouldn't take him in top.
Yeah, Jaworski,
in the first three rounds.
And
I was like, that
Jaworski's
is ridiculous.
A smart guy. Like these guys who have big concerns about Manziel, they have their reasons and. I think he's worth taking.
At the end of the day, though, Russell Wilson fell to the sixth round, though. Nobody was like, he should get taken.
Wilson
really
was
the third round.
Third round.
Third. But I mean, guys like Jaws on ESPN, I think him in particular, he's a guy that, you know, they're paying him to take more difficult positions that he doesn't necessarily agree with.
Yeah.
Just so they can have that stupid embrace debate Bayless culture, yeah, type of thing going on at the debate desk.
Yeah.
And all these other things. And just, it's just stuff for people to talk about. You know, when Ron Jaworski is saying this stuff, it's because, you know, slow news day. They need something. He says certain things, Ron Jaworski, and I'm trying to think of the more specific example, but he says things and stories are created out of thin air, out of words that come out of his mouth. And that's the goal.
That's the goal. ESPN's a, you know, self-promoting machine, but
100%. Yeah,
man, a bit, I feel like he wouldn't say that if he didn't at least partially believe it.
I wish my internet was working right now.
I agree with you there. You have to kind of somewhat believe it to take the stance. And I think like,
you gotta sell
I think like Skip Bayless, you know, he, you know, clearly takes it to this other level,
right,
but he clearly somewhat believes in it and has like a little bit of passion for it. He's not like taking sides that he doesn't believe in at all.
Yeah.
He just takes it to another level.
610-660-1098. Let us know who you think the Texans should take first overall. Yeah. Let's talk about the Eagles.
All right.
I mean, I think a lot of people want a safety around here. I in my mind, there's only two guys who are worth taking in the first round.
Ha ha.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix from Bama. You get the Hashawn, LaShawn, Deshaun trio, if that's the case. and Calvin Pryor from Louisville. Right. Other than that, the safety position isn't that deep as far as I'm concerned.
What pick do we have?
22. Kind of deep back. You could see one of those guys falling there.
Oh yeah, I don't think Clinton Dix will be there.
Yeah,
I think Pryor might. And if Pryor's not, I think you got to look cornerback.
Some in the secondary.
Jason Verrett, TCU. Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State. This is actually a pretty deep quarterback class. Bradley Roby, Ohio State. Corner, not quarter. But Darkus Dennard's another guy I'm big on from Michigan State. Mm. So I think that I also want a pass rushing outside linebacker for the 3-4. So there's a lot that I want in the first round, and I think that they should just go the best available safety / corner / outside linebacker.
Some on the defense.
Yeah. So whoever's the best available there.
Okay.
Unless Mr. Manziel somehow falls to 22.
Which you could see happening. Stranger things have happened. Because
think about it. If he, let's say.
I don't know.
I don't think it'll happen. But
I don't think there's a possibility, only because there's just clearly three above the cut quarterbacks, and there's three teams that clearly need quarterbacks. And I don't think are not.
But just like, unless
Cleveland, Oakland, and the Texans are all going to take quarterbacks, I would assume, right?
And you could throw Jacksonville in there.
Jacksonville.
Tampa maybe needs a quarterback. Minnesota. But let's say Texans draft Clowney. But because we've seen before with like Aaron Rodgers.
If the
teams at the top of the draft just aren't big on this guy and he gets past those teams, he's just going to drop.
Yeah.
So Texans draft Clowney. Jaguars, we're not really big on Manziel. We don't want to take a risk on him. They take Bridgewater or something.
Or Bortles.
And then Cleveland takes the other one. Oakland's up. They say Sammy Watkins is there. We need a receiver. We kind of like Matt McGloin or Terrell Pryor.
You think one of them?
I feel like they might actually think that because it's the Raiders.
Also, it's the Raiders, and they'll draft Sammy Watkins just because.
Sammy Watkins. You can't teach fast.
Right. Yeah. Speed, baby.
Tampa and Minnesota, they want to address their defense. So then who's going to take them?
Got Detroit there. They won't.
Bill's already got the guy.
Chicago, there's nobody. Won't. There's nobody until the Eagles.
Lions, nope. Titans, maybe Titans.
And I just don't know if the Eagles would pick him, even if he fell there.
They met with him at the combine. The one of, I believe, seven teams who met with him.
I heard he's giving great interviews.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
He's going to be coached up on how to handle this.
Mm-hmm. He handles himself fairly well when the microphones are there.
Right.
Already.
Yeah, he says the right things just on the field. He kind of acts on and off the field.
Yes, everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, when there's a mic in his face, he says the right things. But I think the very slim chance that Manziel falls to 22, I think the Eagles would be a mistake if they didn't take him.
So you think they not only will take them, but you think they should take them?
If he's there, yeah. Yeah, because the Nick Foles thing is just a huge debate here in Philly. I mean, I'm working at 97.5, and it's just like an everyday thing that they talk about.
Yeah.
Is Nick Foles, Nick Foles. Is he the guy? And he, his arm strength isn't great. His mobility obviously isn't good. He, there's a lot of times he just got bailed out by receivers. He just chucked it up and someone came down with it. So I'd be perfectly content with giving him this year and see what happens again. But if Manziel's there and they don't take him, I'd kind of be upset because I think he would be great in this offense.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I can't see him falling that far, but you know.
I'm not saying I think it'll happen, but I mean, I laid out my case for it potentially happening.
I think a lot of those teams up at the top are interested in the money thing that Andrew was kind of talking about. You know, they need to start putting butts in seats so they can pay people. And
Jacksonville,
right?
But then again, Jacksonville might like Bortles because he's a, you know, Orlando, guy.
You know, speak it into existence, Tim. Whatever you think.
we got some
start the world. Start happens. The rumors.
Yeah, everybody. Well, let us know. 610-660-1098 if you would like Manziel with the Eagles.
I know I would love Manziel with the Eagles. So.
Me too.
I would love. I'm gonna be so interested in what he does in the league.
You're gonna be an Eagles fan. If
I mean, I didn't ever say that.
I would never say that.
I just said I was interested in what he would do.
All right.
Once he got to the league.
Same thing.
That's it. That's all.
I kind of.
I want to be watching number two wherever he goes.
This is a talented draft class. We'd kind of touched on quarterbacks. I think Bridgewater's going to be a serviceable quarterback in this league.
Serviceable.
I don't think he's going to be a star. I think he's going to be, I'm trying to think of a good player to, like Matt Stafford?
I was
above
gonna,
average, I think but teams could not like a pro bowler.
I was going to say, I think the funny thing about looking at Johnny Football is compared to Bridgewater is that Bridgewater, I feel like, is going to be just a steady guy. You know, like, you know what you're getting out of him. I feel like he boom or bust with Manziel.
Johnny Cash.
So, you know, he's just going to be one of those guys, and I can feel it. He's either going to be very bad or I think he's going to be very good. Like, I think there's no in-between for me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to be one of those teams that he just kind of fell to and you had no choice but to take Johnny Manziel? And you were playing with house money at that point. You had to take him. That was the spot. And you're going to ride it out with him.
I think the Eagles.
So exciting. So exciting to have.
Yeah. But, I mean, outside of quarterback, it's, you know, no. Running backs is just a weird thing. Unless there's an Adrian Peterson coming out of college.
Nobody
takes a risk.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about that on this show.
I mean, I'm looking at mock drafts, and I just don't see anyone putting a running back in the first round.
Yeah, no, I don't see any. I have.
I don't even know who the best running back in this draft is.
It's not worth it anymore. See if you can find the first one who gets.
Yeah, look up a like running back ranking. See what CBS says or something. And so running back, but receiver. This is one of the deeper receiving classes that I can remember. And that's another thing. I mean, today the Eagles signed Riley Cooper to a 5-year deal.
Oh wow!
So they have him and Deshaun. Macklin's a free agent.
All right.
I think he wants to stay here, maybe give him a year or so. So if they can bring Macklin back as well, I don't think they need to draft a receiver. But if they don't bring Macklin back, they might take a receiver in the first round. Just some of the guys. Sammy Watkins won't be there. Marquise Lee might.
Yeah, Marquise Lee I like. I like him a lot.
What's his name?
Love to see him go to the Skins.
Yeah, I like him.
Kadeem
Carey. All right, from Arizona.
Yeah, from Arizona. And then you got a Baylor, Seastrunk.
Okay.
Oh, big fan of Seastrunk.
Yeah.
Sankey, Hyde, Sims, and Mason.
Trey Mason.
He's not fast enough.
Yeah. But that's...
Okay, those are the receivers?
I mean, it's telling that I know, like, none of them, so...
Yeah, none of them will go in the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, back to receivers, Kelvin Benjamin, Odell Beckham, Jordan Matthews, Brandon Cooks. These are all guys who are going in the first round in these mock drafts. They're Devontae Adams from Fresno. They could be six receivers taken in the first round.
That is a lot.
Unheard of.
That is definitely a lot.
Yeah, and the Eagles are, if they don't re-sign Macklin, they might strongly consider taking one of those guys.
They're in the market for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if one of your safeties isn't there. you know.
Yeah, if one of those two safeties isn't, I think if one of the safeties is there, they will definitely take him, because we haven't had a safety since Dawkins, who's even worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Namdi.
Well, Namdi's a corner, and he was awful.
He played kind of.
He played in the middle of nowhere. Like,
he played wherever he wanted to play. You know, it was fine. He did his thing.
He was always getting burned.
Shut down very that side of the field.
But I mentioned earlier there's another guy along with Clowney who I think could be a first-year Pro Bowler, and I've mentioned him plenty of times on the show. Jay Samaro, the tight end from Texas Tech. These mock drafts, I'm big on this guy no matter where he goes. One of the mock drafts has him going to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
The other has him going to the Seahawks.
Right.
Either one of those places, he's going to be a Pro Bowler.
He's going to be dynamite.
I forget.
Patriots know what to do with their tight ends. We've seen this.
And can Gronk. Look up how big he is.
Yeah.
Aaron.
He's just big, strong. He's quick.
Let's see. Oh, look at him.
He's 6'6".
Look at that mug.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got good hands. He's going to be a stud in this league. A fantasy I don't know if he'll be a sleeper. I feel like if he ends up with the Patriots, he'll be a pretty high-ranking tight end in fantasy football.
Yeah, I'd love to have him. Love to have him in the keeper league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the tight end position.
Especially, oh, man, imagine him and Gronkowski.
Yeah.
I can't.
He'd be the new really Hernandez. Hopefully not the new Hernandez, but
yes,
on the field.
I understand your point.
Aaron Hernandez now in solitary confinement. You guys hear that?
Nah, yeah, because he got into
he attacked a prisoner.
Is that right?
In handcuffs, apparently.
He attacked a guy that was in handcuffs?
Yes. Apparently. That's what I saw. So
he's the worst.
He's now in solitary.
It's all falling apart.
Yeah. you can't help but feel bad for the guy. Completely kidding.
How can you, get worse than just being in prison for life? It's like... found a way to just make it worse.
Yeah, he was an NFL star, and now he's just...
Yep.
He was like, what more can you do to me? And they were like, solitary confinement, bro. That's what we can do to you.
I love that the photo where Tim Tebow, Riley Cooper, and Aaron Hernandez were all on
the gang's
the
all
Florida
here.
Gators together. There's a photo of that.
What a crew that must have been.
I can't imagine being around those guys. Tim must have held him down a little bit. Until they got back to their ways when they separated.
Them listen to his stuff.
Yeah.
I want to look up impressive combine performances because I don't.
I think the combine is stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't show too much.
I'm not a big fan. I think way too much coverage, time, energy, TV cameras, television channels are spent on it. It just doesn't tell you who can
could,
play.
Who could run the fastest in a straight line for 40 yards? So how often does an offensive lineman ever need
about
to do that?
Never. How about never in their entire 15-year careers?
I will say this, if any other sport, or there's no other sport that raw athleticism shows future success than in the NFL.
So you think it's beneficial? You think it's a good thing?
I don't think it should have that much spent on it, but I do think that you can tell who is going to be good and who's not. You have to have enough in the NFL, and if you're not athletic enough, you're not going to do well.
Yeah, the top guys in the 40-yard dash, Dre Archer from Kent State. He's a running back receiver hybrid.
Right. He had a
4.26. Almost broke Chris Johnson's record.
Wow.
Then the next was Brandon Cooks, who had a monster year for Oregon State. He's a receiver who had a 4.33. John Brown, no idea who he is. Pittsburgh State, I think that's D2 or D3. 4.34. Justin Gilbert, one of the corners, who I like. And Jason Verrett, another corner. And Bradley Roby, another corner up there.
How about last year's results?
I want to run a 40.
So you can really play.
Realistically, how fast can you guys run a 40?
I haven't done that in years.
I don't know. What
did you do?
Six?
6 seconds? I think you could crack 6 seconds.
I hope so.
right. I think I could definitely break six
with no confidence.
I don't think I could break.
I hope so.
I don't know if I could break five. I feel right, like five
have,
is
lofty. I feel like we have to do.
Oh, this is happening. Do this.
A Hawk Hill Sports host combine.
Yep.
Oh no.
Do bench press.
Oh yeah.
Do those do those agility drills. The cone drills, dude.
I'll be the host of this show. Ugh.
Oh no, I want to beat you. If anything.
You in quit? The 40, I could definitely take you in the 40.
I could absolutely beat you in the 40. I have no.
I just have to work on my start. That's all. Once I get in that straight line, it's game over.
Yeah, no. We'll have to have somebody watching. Ish is over there. He'll make sure to call you out on the false start. Yeah.
Ishvan's back with us.
Yeah. It's me. I could start 3 seconds behind and still beat Kev.
Oh, okay.
Shots fired.
All right. I'm smelling a video. I'm smelling a bit. I smell a bit here, boys. We're going to have to do something with this.
We'll go outside during the break and my boat shoes. No. I think you guys both have dress shoes on.
Yep, I have my dress shoes on.
Got the silly New Balances on, boys. Eat my dust.
But I mean, back to the Eagles, I just had a listener text in and say that...
Text machine.
I mentioned the iPhone machine. Right. I mentioned that the Eagles had signed Cooper today. They also re-signed Jason Kelce, who this listener believes is a more important signing. I agree. I mean, he's getting paid top center money.
Yeah, he's
one of the better centers in the league, and now he's getting paid like it. Locked him up. So I mean, they're getting their own guys. They're bringing them back. They gave Jason Peters a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the Eagles, the dream team, quote unquote dream team, scared them away from signing big name free agents.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That whole year was fun.
It was fun until the season started. The off season was great.
Yep.
But
welcome to my life.
Yeah, now they're scared. So I'm kind of okay with that. I would like them to I'd overpay for a kicker. Like Steven Hoschka, I'd give him some money because kickers have cost them their last two playoff games.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I would also pay top dollar for Jarius Bird.
Yes. Yeah.
Jarius Buffalo. Bird.
Oh.
I think it's Jarius. Yeah.
It's pronounced Jarius, but it's spelled Jairus.
Is that right?
Oh. I'm telling you.
But everyone says Jarius, so I'm just going to go with that.
I don't know. I don't claim to be an expert.
From Buffalo, being from a family of Buffalo Bills fans, they are not high on Bird.
Really?
Don't really like him too much.
It's interesting to me.
I couldn't. Yeah.
No, I wish a Raiders fan would have said
Daniel,
that.
Daniel, if you are listening, hit me up with that. But
yeah, I want. I do want to hear because I'm. I he's
him
my
and, him and my dad.
He's
are,
at the top of my shopping
fan.
List.
Yeah.
For the Eagles.
I'm sure they would gladly.
So now I don't know.
Might have to double check that list.
And the thing that's scary is it's Buffalo. They don't have much going on. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. But although they had Marshawn Lynch and
well, with a team like that, that's so bad, you find somebody to hate.
Yeah.
You find somebody to make it all their fault.
Exactly.
You just do.
You should be better.
That's what happens.
So.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to go on a break now?
I'd love to.
Break sounds awesome.
Let's go on a break so we can get the lights on in here.
I agree.
It's dark and scary in the studio.
You can't see our beautiful mugs on the live stream, which you can go to, by the way, via the Radio 1851 website.
Yeah,
looks good.
Check
it's
us
working
out.
Good.
Kevin's not really on it, but that's okay.
He's never on it. Design.
You're not. I'm looking at it over here.
I'm not at all?
No.
I have been operating under the impression that I was this whole time.
I got all dressed up.
I'm going to fix that up then during the break.
All right. We'll make some moves.
We'll make some moves. We'll be right back. Hawk Hill Sports, Radio 1851.